Welcome to Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 6:30 a.m. on 99.1 FM KGX and 9 a.m. on 92.3 FM KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It's really easy. All you do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each week, and this show would not be possible without my extremely dedicated team of student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. Both of my trusty interns are here today, Janet and Marlene. Thank you, ladies, for everything that you do. And today on the show, I am extremely pleased to welcome our Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources, Dr. Tony Signore. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's been since, I think, probably, are you back with us for over a year, or has it been less than a year?
It's going to be almost 2 years now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So maybe I didn't have you on last year, because I know we had you on a couple months after you came back. So welcome back anyway.
Thank you.
And speaking of coming back to Palm Springs Unified, so for those who are unfamiliar with you, which I don't know how they could be after all these years, but give us a little background on your career in education.
Sure. Well, actually, I started with Palm Springs Unified in right around 93, I think it was.
That was before you had gray hair.
Thank you. You had to point that out. But a good thing that you can't see
you.
That.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not as bad as Joan makes it sound.
No, it's just partially gray.
Yeah. But you are right.
Happens I didn't to everybody. Have any, you know what, Tony? You have your hair.
That's true.
That is, you know, we talk to my husband, he says, bring on the gray, baby, as long as I keep it, yes. You still got the full head of hair going.
Yes, I am fortunate in that regard. But yeah, going back in the career, I started off in 93 at Agua Caliente Elementary School. I was a bilingual teacher there and loved it. But again, career-wise, worked at several sites. From that point forward, we also worked at Landau, became the assistant principal and principal at Landau for a while. Then was a principal at Cathedral City Elementary, which I truly enjoy. And despite any rumors, I did not put up that plaque of myself in the Hall of Fame.
No.
I know that
you started the Hall of Fame.
I started the Hall of Fame. When they decided to put a plaque of me, of course, I didn't deny the request, but it
and
wasn't my idea.
Have,
that's right.
Right.
But and then from Cathedral City Elementary, went to Raymond Cree, and that was a wonderful experience. And then around 2010, 2011-ish is when I started in HR and started off as a director there. A wonderful team that I still work with today. But had the opportunity also to go to Desert Sands for a couple years. And that was in 2015, I think it was. And was assistant superintendent of personnel services there. Desert Sands, great folks, loved it. But then when the opportunity came back, to come back here, being, you know, this is like family to me.
Right.
And my kids go to schools here. Some of my closest friends and acquaintances work here. So it was a no-brainer. I had to come back, and it's wonderful to work at home.
And we were so happy about that. It was like, it really seemed like almost a no-brainer, you know?
Thank you.
It's like, and the only downside for you probably was that there was absolutely no honeymoon period at all. Okay, he already knows this job, so he knows most of the players. And I mean, you didn't know our superintendent all that well because she came in when you were gone.
Right.
But other than that, you know, you didn't miss a beat.
And so true. And nobody let me miss a beat.
No, absolutely right.
Yes, yes.
Maybe you had a day where they said, all right, let him get used to his new office. But that was about it.
That was, and not even much time to do that. You're absolutely right. I already had phone calls of people and say, hey, great to have you back, but I need you to help on this.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened.
And
so,
you did.
Yeah.
And so everything, you know, kudos and a tribute to the leadership of human resources and your team, because you said you're still with the same people, and like very few of them left since you left for a couple of years, but they were all still there. And that really says something, because
Absolutely.
People tend to, you know, float around and change departments or go to another district. And not in human resources, you probably I would think you probably, of all the departments, have the most stability. I mean, people don't, they work there and they want to stay, which really says a lot.
Yeah, and I 100% agree. And it makes it also, and I think the opportunities that we have to cross-train many of our employees also lends a lot to that in being able to retain our folks. So they feel that they're not just in pigeonholed in any one capacity, although they do have some very specialized duties that they fulfill. But oftentimes they're in a pinch doing many other tasks. And then also then that when vacancies do come open, we're able to move around. But you're right, the stability in the department is great, and the professionalism in that department is great. I feel really blessed to be part of that team.
Well, and they feel the same way about you, so it's a win-win for all of us.
Thanks.
So did you always see yourself as ending up in human resources? I mean, I know you were on a track. You probably want to be a superintendent before you retire, I would guess.
Well, yeah, I don't want to get ahead of myself.
No, of course not. And, you know, and it may happen and it may not. And it's got to be the right one and all of that stuff. True. But, you know, you've moved up the ladder. You went and got your doctorate. How long has that been already? 10 years?
Almost 10
crazy
years now.
Crazy how quick time flies.
So
but
true.
I remember that. I said, oh, my gosh, I have to call you doctor now? Really? Tony and I go way back.
That's
and
true.
We have a lot of fun with each other. We razz each other all the time, and it's all in fun and love.
That is true.
But
although it's
I
more
fun.
One way than
do oh, baloney. It works both ways. You give it to me right as much as I give it to you, and it's really fun.
Yeah,
and,
likewise.
But anyway, so did you always think you would be in human resources?
Yeah, that's a great question, John. No, I didn't. When I started off in this profession, always looking to make a difference in the lives of our students and community was number one. But then as, you know, career opportunities progressed and went from teaching into administration and being a school site principal, I did feel the desire to do something different. And as a principal, I think it's a great opportunity because you look at any school site principal is exposed to many different responsibilities. So they have exposure, obviously, to educational services. They get to see a little bit of special education. They get to see a little bit of the business side with budgets. And so I have to say that through my career, I had opportunities to either participate in committees, go to conferences in each one of those areas. And although I've had tons of respect for my colleagues in special ed services, business services, none of them spoke to me as much as the HR world. And mm-hmm. and that's where I would have to say kind of midway through my career when I was at Cathedral City Elementary, it was at that time that I started feeling a stronger connection towards the HR world, the understanding of the collective bargaining agreement, negotiations, the recruitment process, even on the tough sides, you know, when we have to have some difficult conversations with certain employees. All of that really spoke to me around that time. So it wasn't until then I started putting my time and effort in getting myself prepared. And at that time, there wasn't any opportunity in HR whatsoever. I just knew that it was something that I wanted to do, wanted to pursue, and got myself prepared. And then when the window did come open, I felt I was ready, and it worked out.
That's great. And so give us an overview of your department.
Okay.
Like, how many people do you have, and what are the different tasks that they have? I mean, briefly.
Sure. Well, so we have, just in the human resources department, we have two different divisions. We have the certificated and we have the classified. Our classified department oversees all our employees that do not require a certification or credential for their position. So many of our custodial services, administrative assistants, security fall under that wheelhouse. Very valuable employees, and we have quite a few. Our staff that is in charge of them are extremely competent, do a great job. Then on the certificated end, that's pretty much all the ones that require the credentials. So those would be our teachers, our administrators fall under the certificated side of the house. My department also oversees risk management as well, and risk management deals with our benefits, our workers' compensation issues, anything that has to do with claims as well. Mm-hmm. That's also within our department. And again, just very strong people all around.
Yes, and everybody really does a phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. They really
absolutely
do. And this year we hired about 65 new certificated staff.
Correct.
Members. So those are the people, mostly teachers, but a few administrators as
right
well. And that's significantly fewer people mm-hmm than in the past few years. Not, I mean, back like probably 10 years ago, it was really slim because of how bad the budget was.
Right.
But in the past like 3, 4, 5 years, we've been averaging like 100. So what's the reason for that?
Yeah.
So is that, and I'm assuming you're going to tell me it's a combination of all of these, but I'm assuming part of it is that people like to be here and they're not moving districts as much as they used to be. You know, when they hired me, uh-huh, I started in 99.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. 2000. I started in 2000. I've been here 19 years. One of the main things that they had me doing, other than the media relations part, was organizing social events for specifically geared toward our new employees because okay they weren't connecting and mm-hmm they were leaving. Mm-hmm. You know, they'd stay for 2 years and they'd like, I'm not meeting anybody and I'm
right
out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like that's changed a lot. Like you don't find that people are coming here and not and leaving.
That's an excellent point. Yeah, and we have... I think many of the things that you mentioned are factors. One of the things I think that's really changed over those years is that we have an induction program, which simply is that we have our teachers that we've hired, we pulled from the classroom, but their full responsibility to support those new teachers. And it is part of their credentialing process, but I think that the program that's developed in Palm Springs Unified has evolved tremendously and has contributed significantly to that retention. So now that we have teachers that, it's not uncommon that they'll struggle with issues, you know, with classroom management, learning new strategies, all of the above, and it is an extremely stressful position for anyone. It's even more stressful when you have to do it all by yourself. This program, we have these coaches that come in during the school day to provide them support, provide them guidance, sometimes even counseling, you know, when they're feeling that they're not doing things right, and just being able to have a sounding board to say, hey, no, you're doing things just fine, keep it up. And I think that's contributed significantly to that retention. The thing about Palm Springs Unified, I think is wonderful, is that we are having just right now last a few years, it has been a 3-5% attrition rate, which really means, again, we're very low. And one of the fun things we always love to do on our welcome back is ask, you know, how many years have they, you know, been in the district? And when we get to that, between that 20 to 30 to 40 mark, that's a huge group, and it's
yes
a very big group, and that speaks volumes to what we've been able to do in Palm Springs Unified.
And the other part, the other side of that, that's really, it's heartwarming and it's very cool, is when you ask for the employees who are homegrown.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot. There's a lot of our own graduates go away to school wherever they go. Maybe some of them are going locally, but most of them are not. They're going away, and then they come home.
Right.
And that's great because I think there's got to be a more instant connection when
exactly
they're in familiar surroundings. Some of them end up, I've talked to a few of them, that they end up where the people who were their teachers in their, you know, earlier in their careers and now they're colleagues.
Right.
It's probably weird and it's also pretty cool.
It is. I can't speak to ever having that experience. I can only imagine what that must feel like for those young teachers.
No, you have
up
the experience of being in on the beach in Mexico and and a former student coming up to you saying, my kids are your students now. I remember when you said that.
That is true.
Oh, the first time that happened, like, yes. That's when you feel your age,
that
right?
That is so true. And of all the places in Puerto Vallarta, yeah. That was, that
so
was
funny.
Memorable. Yeah, that was something. but, you know, yeah, bringing those, our homegrown back, yeah, that's something that I think we're working extremely hard on. We're doing a recruitment fair that we just did in March. That was just ours alone. Mm-hmm. And we had about, I want to say, roughly between 200, 230 applicants come and apply. We had interviews, and a large section of them were our former employees. And if I could just add, you know, it's just one of the things that, you know, we understand how important that is. And so when we talk about, when you ask me about my career, how I you know, when I transitioned from teaching into administration, you know, I kind of just found my way. Now we have a leadership academy to try to help people and guide them better. So not only are they know how to make those next steps, but we also help them understand the culture and the way we do things in Palm Springs Unified, which makes them much more prepared for those next steps. We recently have hired a couple of new assistant principals that went through our academy, and I think that speaks volumes to what we're able to accomplish. So there's tremendous talent here in this valley, and tremendous talent within our school district, and I feel really proud to be a part of this opportunity to bring our homegrown folks and have them contribute back with our kids.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Learn Something New Every Day on KGX and KWXY, and my guest is Dr. Tony Signore. He's our Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources, and it really is a good opportunity for our teachers who are aspiring administrators to go through this leadership training and then be able to stay here.
Absolutely.
And continue with us rather than go off to other districts, which is great. And then we also have our, and it's only, it's got maybe 3 or 4 years old, our ACE Academy at Desert Hot Springs High School, which is our Academy for Careers in Education. And so that's what ACE stands for. Every one of our academies has a cool acronym. Every once in a while I forget what it stands for, but I'm usually pretty good. And so our kids are getting a taste and a feel for what the education world's about and maybe what direction they want to go in, and then they go out and go to college and get the credential and then feel even better about coming back and
Absolutely.
Working here.
Yeah.
So that's really awesome. So what's the outlook for kids who are aspiring educators? Is it, you know, a few years back it was, we have a teacher shortage, not mm-hmm. only locally, but in the whole state of California and even in the whole nation. Is it still that way, or has it calmed down and now there aren't that many jobs?
Well, I think, yeah, so what we're kind of hitting that crossroads right now because, so you're right, the last few years, job fairs across the country were experiencing anywhere between 30 to 40% less candidates going to those job fairs, simply because when the times were really difficult, we were laying off teachers. You know, and that, again, that was, you know, 5 or 6 years prior to that. A lot of students were seeing that on the news. And so when they were going into college, they're like, well, why would I want a professional education
right.
if they're laying off everybody? Obviously, they're not thinking 4 or 5 years down the road. So unfortunately, we hit quite a shortage. Another issue that contributed that, though, is the complications in going through the credentialing process. I often, if I'm at a job fair elsewhere, I always tell those out-of-state candidates, don't bother looking at the California Teacher Commission website. It'll discourage you from ever wanting a job in California. If you want a job and you're looking coming to Palm Springs, call my credential specialist. They will guide you through step by step and make it so much more simple for them to apply. And so I think a lot of I think CTC is caught on to that. They're trying to simplify their credentialing process. Also, being a lot more customer service oriented, but also with the universities to make it a little easier. So I'm hoping that in the next few years, we're going to start to see, again, another surge in our teachers. But obviously to address that, that's why we really focus on retaining the quality talent that we have. But I do think that in the next few years, we'll start to see more students go into education. I think also they're receiving a lot better guidance on what our students need. And so I can tell you right now, my daughter is going to start college next week. Not this week, Labor Day weekend she moves in. She wants to be an English major and is thinking about being an English teacher. Very inspired by her high school teachers to go into the profession. But one of the things I told her is like, okay, that's wonderful. English credentials is wonderful, but you need to find something else to make yourself marketable. Find a foreign language as a minor, or get into a science, or get the special ed. More and more candidates are applicants and teachers are making themselves more diversified in the sense of what they're able to teach. And I think that that's going to lend itself tremendously to our kids and to our schools, I would have to say 5 to 6 years from now.
And speaking of those becoming more marketable, so we still have positions that are difficult to fill.
Correct.
Special education, science, and math in particular. Mm-hmm. Are we still having that issue? And I know for a while the district was offering incentives to get those people.
Right.
So are we still there, or are we filled with what we need?
Well, fortunately, as we sit here today, this school year, the science and math is not a significant issue. We've had to fill a couple of additional math positions that were unexpected changes, and two of those, one was both of them were due to internal promotions. So it wasn't that we lost these individuals. They actually, again, speaking of the academy and career opportunities, they took advantage of those. And so we've, again, minimal on math and science. Special ed is still a challenge. It is a field that, again, I have the utmost respect for our colleagues that work there, that the challenges that they deal with. And also because the needs are so different. And I don't mean just because of the special ed capacity, but even within a special ed classroom, the needs of each one of those students is so different. Requires very special people to be able to deal with that. And so, yes, it's hard to get quality people in special education. We've been doing a lot of hard work towards that. So there is still a need there. We've made a lot of progress in our programs with special ed. And right now, again, as we sit here today, math and science has been good. There's been other years where I was struggling and losing sleep at night trying to fill those positions.
Yeah.
We're doing quite well right now.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
What would you say is the greatest reward of your job?
You know, coming to events like today, what I'm talking about has become, before I came into the show, there was a rally, and I saw a rally at Cathedral City High School, and seeing the staff and the students and that interaction amongst all of them, and knowing when I'm looking around at some of those staff members, knowing that I had some hand in getting some of those wonderful people in those places that they are, seeing the kids connect to them. It's events like that that make it so rewarding. So when I see that, you know, those exciting people that I've helped bring on board, recruit, help hire, encourage principals to go, and even from here, Mr. Chavez, I've gone on many, taken him on many job fairs, and I know that helped him find some outstanding staff on this campus, and that goes district wide. That to me is the biggest reward, looking at these people and seeing what a wonderful career they're having, and then seeing how they're contributing to the lives of our kids makes it all worthwhile.
Amen to that. What would you say is some of your biggest challenges in your position?
I think that, you know, filling those positions that are hard to fill. I mean, that's really one of the biggest challenges. you know, it does always concern me when we're not at fully 100% staffed. And that is always a concern. Granted, we're only talking about two or three positions, and it's not a huge impact right now that we're having. Nonetheless, those are two or three positions working with kids, and right. not having them staffed and not having those students not be able to have access to a quality instructor. And again, and I don't mean to dismiss the people that we put temporarily in there, but to me, that's probably the biggest challenge is trying to fill those vacancies. And there's always, you know, the always in HR, there's always the challenge too of dealing when things don't go well. Those issues come through my department as well, and that's never a fun part of my day, but it's never an issue that I've ever shied away from, because I know how important it is to make sure that everybody is doing extremely well. And I'd have to say 99.9% of our folks do extremely well and are very dedicated. It's that very small percentage that I have to deal with.
And you can't turn a blind eye, because it's a lot easier to just, you know, sweep it under the rug or say, you know, oh, it'll be okay.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's not okay.
Yeah.
And so, and I have to say, you know, I saw a couple of the confidential reports that came through. Right. It was like 2 weeks after you started it, and there's a laundry list. I'm working on this, and this. Like all these issues that were, you know, sitting and waiting for you to come in and deal with, and you were already on it. And, you know, and I know you, I mean, there haven't been any complaints or grievances filed that people were treated unfairly, you know, but you handled it.
Yeah,
so, and you do as stuff comes up. So that's kudos to you.
Well, thank you.
So finally, whenever you end up, you know, if you end up being a superintendent or you retire in this position, or because you're not leaving.
No.
And unless it's for, you know, higher up, you are not leaving.
Yeah.
We all decided that.
Well, thank you.
Whether they like it or not. I don't think your wife would let you leave anyway.
I was just thinking that now.
It's funny because I emailed her because she said she was going to be the parent representative for Catherine Finchie. And as she was last year on the superintendent's parent advisory committee, and I emailed her and I said, I knew you had more kids, but you know, I can't keep track of. There's a lot of senior aides running around.
That is true.
And so I said, you have one at Palm Springs High School, don't you? She goes, I have two at Cree and two at Palm Springs High School. I said, oh, good, you can be the rep for those schools too. So you're not going anywhere.
No, that's true. She won't
let
me.
But at the end of your career, whenever and wherever that is, what would you like your legacy to be?
Oh, that's a great question, Joan. You know, that's kind of a hard one to answer. You know, I think that if anything, the legacy that I, you know, I think it's kind of what I try to practice day in and day out is, you know, I enjoy my job tremendously. Enjoy the relationships with everybody, even you.
Thank you.
And with so many people. But I want to, if anything, you know, even with those that are difficult, the challenging ones that we talked about moments ago, even those people are deserving of being treated with respect and professionalism. And really, hopefully, that my legacy is to be remembered in that manner, that even on the difficult times and the best of times, conducting myself with, you know, down to earth, being professional, being respectful, and really having left a mark on bringing quality people into this district. I think that if anything, you know, if I have been able to touch the lives of many kids in that manner, to me, that's all worth it.
I don't think you have anything to worry about there.
We'll try not to.
Thank you. Thank all you for right. being here. We'll have you back again to give us an update on what's going on.
Sure.
And next week, our guests will be from right here from Cathedral City High School, our theater director, Ray Franz, and a few of the stars of their upcoming fall production. Our show airs each Sunday right here on 99.1 FM KGX and 92.3 FM KWXY. And our podcast is uploaded each week. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you, Janet and Marlene. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.